if 2,000 Strigoi die in a bad condo, in a bad building, in a bad part of town, and no one hears it, does it make a sound? Well, find out here. Season 4, Episode 3, After Show of The Strain. Let's all hate Zach together. Keep it locked.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I ran.
Now I run from you.
We got the karaoke version.
Welcome, guys. We are here on The Strain After Show, Season 4, Episode 3. We are having a ball, and it's about tainted blood, which the master was talking about.
Yep,
so I figured we have a little tainted love. I am your host, Michael Nerd Soul, honing down. You can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And I am joined by none other than the recurring cast member who dies and comes back just to keep killing him again and again, Rick.
Oh, wait. So, hey, guys, I'm Stephen Lemieux, and you can find me on all... Wait, that's right. I guess I am Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Stephen isn't here this week. He's down, busy, doing things. He's handling a nuclear fallout. He's getting traced. He has to deal with buses and, you know, clearing intersections and stuff. But he will be back. But for now, we've got a couple of stories going on.
Lemieux's creating poison right now.
Yeah, he's got poison.
He's trying to find the formula.
Yeah, he's fixing the formula. He's got things to do. He's got beakers and, you know, Bunsen burners. And he's like, just perfect.
And he's perfecting his Fett accent.
So speaking of Fett, we have Fett. We have some Zach. We got some bald head of the CDC. So I figured we could start off with everybody's fan favorite, Fett and Quinlan. Let's talk about how do you feel Fett was, you know, handled this episode? Because he got his negotiate on. He was negotiating. So are you feeling where they're taking those two guys?
Oh man, am I feeling it? I mean, it's almost kind of like you got like I mean they're kind of like the comic relief, right, for the show?
Yeah, it's,
I mean,
it's
the
weird
two
because
guys and
they are it's weird. They're the strength of the show because they're the physical guys, but I don't think they're using them as well as they could because, you know, they come in, they have this kind of sort of suspenseful action sequence where their whole plan is to get, you know, this warhead that they think is still there. Thank God that the guy is still actually, you know, giving them proper intel, you know, and like, hey, this is
the Roman
base.
Yeah, you're talking about Roman,
yeah,
right?
Roman's giving them like proper intel. He's like, hey, this is the base. He goes there. He even knows the guy that's like sniping him down. He's like, hey, I'm the captain.
T'Challi.
He's like, I'm the captain. Don't shoot anymore. You know, and Quinlan takes a dip. He takes a bad spill. But it's funny how Quinlan easily dispatches the guy at the end, and he says, because I told him.
Well,
I love that. I love that from Quinlan.
Quinlan's like,
I told you I was going to kill you, and I meant what I said.
No, it's like I don't know if you ever saw the movie Commando.
Oh.
Schwarzenegger, he's like, Sully, do you remember when I told you I was going to kill you last? And he's like, that's right, Matrix, you did. I lied. And he just drops him.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's funny because like there's like a thing of Commando in that scene.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting to see as we see Quinlan like tumble down and
yeah.
he's repairing himself. I'm watching, I'm like, oh, hey, I saw that in First Blood and I saw that in Rambo.
But Quinlan is, I mean, he has to repair himself. I mean, he's actually, you know, he's a Strigoi half blood. He can do those things.
It was kind of cool though to see.
Yeah.
That.
And then the sprinkling of the silver.
That's
was
what I'm
cool
saying.
Too.
It was, you know, because normally we see that in movies where it's like humans and like they've got the powder, the gunpowder,
yeah.
and it's like, psh, and like, oh,
yeah.
or you take a knife
yeah.
and like you burn.
Yeah, you got the predator.
You cauterize,
way.
Yeah. yeah, you cauterize yourself. So.
You get on predator when the predator puts the stuff on it. It's like, ah. So it was very cool to see these two in a situation where they were like, they almost had to negotiate themselves to the warhead when they're usually the blunt instruments. And even at the top of the episode, we get that flashback where, Satrakian says, you guys are our hope. Like, you guys, like, Ephraim's all right. You know, Ephraim does some things. But you guys are our only hope. And speaking of, you know, Ephraim, you know, we kind of find out that he's doing all right on his side, even though I still feel, and I'm sure guys in the chat will say, you know, I still feel that, you know, F should have came up with this poison plan a long time ago.
Yeah, dude, do you think his head's cold?
Yeah. I feel like it's messing him up or something.
Or I feel like it's like, dude, I was like, you should have like grown that hair back when he had it in season one, shaved it in season two.
Yeah.
We're in season four. I'm like, man, something should have grown back on some end, right? I mean, yeah.
Maybe he had the Bruce Willis kind of like fuzzy, but it's not all there. It's still baldish.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so.
And big shout out to the chat. You know, guys are saying that, yeah, Fett, you know, Fett said, you know, hey, he's going to kill you. You better stop. But big shout out to Janice, Megan Vampire 08, Marissa, Adam Fink in the chat. All you guys coming through. It's great to see you guys. Of course, Simplified Comic Guy.
We know you're bummed that Steven's out here, but don't worry, man. Lemuel will be back. Don't worry.
Yeah, Danger Dan. It's interesting to see that these guys are, they're still so effective on their own. And you almost wonder, could this story have been told in this way before? You know, like, because they kind of met together and became like this team that always stayed together. But now they're kind of effective on their own. I mean, you know, Ephraim, and we're going to get into his story in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he dispatched 2,000, you know, Strigoi on his own. Nice. Well, not on his own.
But I agree with you. It's like, dude, if you, I know he spent so much time doing all this stuff. And yeah, in season four, it's, okay, now, wait, poison.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I worked at the CDC. I know things.
Although, you know, I will say, though, I mean, I guess, like, at that point, though, there is a poison aspect to it, but there wasn't, like, the nuclear fallout, and there wasn't a distribution channel of...
True.
Like finding 2,000 Strigoi just conveniently in a building drinking
blood.
Okay. So, on some end, I mean, it does...
It makes sense. Yeah, it helps. Yeah, and they did have the silver bombs that I think were highly underused.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, the silver bombs are a slam dunk. Why aren't you guys using them way more than you are? Like, it's just not a good look. But
at the same time, I'm like, where the hell do you get all that silver from? Because like our coins aren't really silver, so you gotta. It's like, where you go get them?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I agree with you. The silver grenades, definitely, we know that they're effective.
Yeah.
But a bit underused. I agree with you on that.
Way underused. So speaking of a good look, we have a new lady, a new lady in town. Her name is Abby. She's just, you know, she's a working girl. Well, no, she's a girl that works at the...
Yeah.
She's not a working girl. She's a girl
she's
that
She's
a works,
girl in the night.
Yeah, she's a girl that works at the building. You know, she brings food or something. And I don't know, she sets tablecloths or whatever she does. But, you know, she figured, hey, you know, let me steal a little food because, you know, I need it. And I mean, can you blame her?
No, dude, I mean, I can only eat so much of the, like, a protein bar, like a Metrix protein bar.
And they're only getting one a day.
Yeah, one a day. So, I mean, a piece of fruit will definitely look appetizing.
Yeah, and a message to the master. I know you guys, you're our overlord, but one Snickers bar a day? Just one?
It's not even Snickers, man.
Yeah, it's not even Snickers. It's like this protein like supplement pack or something. It's like you should at least give them three. You know, like a bar for breakfast, a bar for lunch, and a sensible bar for dinner.
That's right. It's like Slim Fast, man.
Yeah, essential. It's like because people are sitting there eating. How can you handle one bar a day? Like these kids are dying, and she just wanted like an apple and a pear just to feed them. And then of course you got the snitch. Blind, you know, Strigoi all up on her, trying to snap on her.
Oh, the pet, yeah, the pet
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, the right. pet girl. All right, let's get into Zach. How much do you hate Zach right now?
Well, here's the thing with Zach, is not only does he have, like, that long, stringy, like, hair.
Yeah.
I'd like to turn the kid over. Do one of two things. Either, like, turn him over and use him like, for, like, a mop.
Oh,
or
man.
I would just love to like hold him down and just have some clippers and just shave his head.
Yeah,
and say this one, you little, you know,
or just, like trim it up a little bit.
But you know how demented this kid is when he has a cobra as a pet.
Yeah,
I mean besides a little, you know, Strigoi chick.
Like
but
there's no kids that have. And then he's like, oh hey little mousy, I'm gonna give you a bigger home. Wink, wink. And then he's like, come on man, like really. you're like this bad. Like, even like, why don't we just give him a white cat to like pet while he's in a chair and like turn around like, good evening.
I just can't fathom. Like, he's just sitting there thinking, you know what I need? You know what I need, Master? Is like, I need a cobra.
I need a cobra.
Yeah, I need a cobra.
I watched Cobra last night. Stallone looked really cool.
I watched too much G.I. Joe.
I need a cobra. And then I need nice little pet mice that aren't doing anything. Just feed them to the cobra. And then I'm going to talk to the mouse like the mouse knows. And the mouse, oh, give me 3 square feet. This is a nice little, this is a roomy pad. It's
gross, man. I mean, it's just
here's another reason to hate Zach. You know you killed this girl's parents, and you still try to spit game to her. I mean, come on, man. Try to take her to a date. You know, you try. It's like, this is my place where I go. Where I just want to think.
I love the. It's like a Michael Jackson video. You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. I like how he gets a Strigoi guy.
Yeah.
And he's just like, back off, man. She's with me.
He really wanted to like show his. He's like, I'm bad.
Yeah. Back off. She's with me.
And Danger Dan says, a cobra. What else? Tarantula, scorpion. You know what? This makes a point. He does seem like the kid that he wants to be cool so much that he's like, if he couldn't get a cobra, he'd be like, can I get a tarantula, Dad? Or Master Dad, can I get a tarantula? Because only cool kids have tarantulas. It'll make people hate me more because I already have stupid hair and already blew up. I killed this girl's parents. I'm going to shake her hand. I'm going to try to mac on her. Are you serious? What kind of person are you?
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's just a cobra. Like she's like coming in and cleaning. It's like, oh yeah, that's just my pet cobra just hanging out. Feeding it rats.
You know, this rat didn't do anything to me, but, you know, I'm just feeding it rats. It's fun to do. I mean, what? All right. So Zach not only uses his position to try to impress Abby, but he makes what I think is a promise he can't keep. Talking about, oh, yeah, I can feed all the kids. If you could feed all the kids, the master would be feeding all the kids. The point is to subjugate the people. Have you watched the partnership video too much?
Right. Well, you know what's weird is that, like, you know, they've got to be like in those organized like lines. And yeah. I'm just thinking, it's like she has like a bundle of like oranges and apples, like yeah. walking around in the line.
She's gonna walk. She's gonna have like yeah. a Vons, or for my East Coast folks, like a Kroger or a Food Lion bag.
Yeah, Publix.
Publix. Even big shout out to Publix. If you feel like sponsoring us, you can send chicken because that Publix chicken is on point. Back to the show.
Shameless plug, man.
Big shout out to Publix. But no, it's like, you know, you have the paper bags and you're like, oh, you know, I'm just, people are going to be like, yo, where'd you get that fresh fruit from, man?
Right.
Like, oh, it's the produce section. Produce section at Zach's house.
Like, either that or maybe it's a ploy where he gives her just a crap ton of fruit. And then he's just like walking with her the whole time. Like, you know, he's like protecting her. So she's
yeah, it's his way to kind of like,
let me carry your groceries for you.
Now, in that case, and guys in the chat, let us know, do you think that is this a situation of him using his position to get her and him and her using kind of like the sympathy and also her beauty to kind of get him to give food? It's like, well, you know, I'm fine, so let me use my fineness to get food for the kids. And he's like, yeah, I'm cool, I have everything, I can tell Strigoi to back off, man. I'm gonna use that to get the girl.
And you know what's funny, that he has no there's no conscience in there, where she's like, well, after my parents died, there's nothing. You don't even see anything him to be like,
he's not even like,
oops.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
he's just like, moving on. like what kind of person are you? Like, you, oh,
I mean granted, you know, so no, actually it's who said it in here. Adam Fink, Zach is displaying all signs of being a sociopath. Absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah, he's definitely. And someone said, I can't remember who said they're doing these scenes. Janice said they're doing these scenes, so we won't feel bad when they kill him off. They don't have to do any more scenes. Trust me, we will not feel bad. You won't feel bad. We won't feel bad. They said that he's in an Empire State Building. Say if he took the steps and he slipped on a banana peel and he fell on the steps all the way down, all the way down the steps. Like, nobody would care. They'd be like, all the way, like an hour later, to come back, he's like on the 10th floor still going. It's like, nobody would care. They'd just be like, hey, you know, Now, is what happens.
Yeah, but we see that gross thing where it's the master and his, here is the light.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how he immediately noticed, whoa, I might not have control of this kid, because Zach showed, well, I won't say Zach showed heart. Zach wants the girl. That's what this is about. But the moment the master saw that, the master was like, oh, I'm going to blackmail this kid. Because apparently, because he's like, but what about the good people? The survivor's like, nope, blackmail time. He's like, well, your girlfriend won't have a job.
Yeah. She won't have anywhere to go.
And he's like, okay.
She's got to go back to one bar a day.
Yeah, one bar.
She won't have an apple or an orange or a pear. Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's really dirty on the master's side. And I mean, I know they're villains, but dang. Like, he just immediately went to the blackmail. He didn't try to help him. He didn't try to help. He was just like, nope, this isn't working. It's blackmail time. And the good thing about, I guess, the master's position is he's pulling so many strings that one could potentially fall, and he's not broken over it. Because, I mean, he still has sort of, I won't say the world under control, but at least, let's see, the Eastern Seaboard, maybe? Because we don't really know what's happening in, like, Montana or California or Texas or something. But we know, at least on the East Coast to at least D.C., they're kind of destabilized, if you will. Yep. So the master, he's like, the kid is what I really want, but we got to make sure that we kill Satrakian and Ephraim. But, you know, while I have the kid, let's do some blackmail.
No, and then the weird thing about the kid, too, is they talk about how, you know, he's talking to Abby. So why are you cool with everybody? Because I have potential.
Yeah, it's like that's a good thing.
Yeah, potential for what? Being a sociopath, mass murderer.
Yeah, and Megan said he didn't even tell her about the bomb. Oh, Megan, he can't tell her about the bomb. He is trying to spit game right now. You can't be like, oh man, your parents died. I did that. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't say that part. You have to be like, oh man, your parents died. Well, you know, if you need more oranges.
Yeah. Need some apples. Need some bananas. Apples,
or if you need someone to walk you home, you don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry about the Strigoi, I guess, enforcers messing with you, or the Strigoi dogs or whatever.
I made all your friends orphans too. Hey, just take some fruit.
You know, I made all the orphans. I pretty much screwed all this up. Well, okay. He definitely set off the bomb, but people screwed up before him. I'll give him that. I'll say that Zach was not alone in screwing over the human race.
Yeah,
pushed it over. Pushed it over, but, you know, it was already bad.
And then the master, and like they all talk about how we're bad people. Humans are the worst scum of the earth because we take and we do everything. And
it's like, but what about the good people? He's like, oh, blackmail time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, moving on to, I guess, staying with the master a little bit, I like the response that we got at the end from, I'll just say the German dude, because that's what
Ikors.
Ikors, yeah. Because I just blanked on his name. But in Ikors, I like to see his response when he was like, 2,000 Strigoi die, because Ikors was like, yes.
This is a good thing. Now we can find Satrakian.
In a way, Ikors wants to say, I told you so, for not picking him as the master. Like, I think in a small way, he still wants to give him the I told you so. But what do you think's going to happen with the whole poison storyline? Do you think they're going to go? I mean, we saw a couple of clips, but do you think that this will play out on a larger scale? Because we do know that there's a larger plan now going on between, you know, the 900 units and the different towns in Philadelphia. So do you think that this is something that, do you think the poison is a sustainable attack plan?
No, it's not, because the master's already onto him.
Yeah.
He knows how he did it. So
do you think he knows how he did it, or do you just think, because I know he knows that they were poisoned, but do you think he knows how? Or maybe do you think he'll just cut off all blood and be like,
that's what I'm saying. It may not be. He may not know the distribution of where they're getting the like how the poison's getting into those houses. But they know, we need to put extra security or figure. Like, they're going to put the pieces together. But as they were alluding to us, is that's still as Ephraim and I forget what her name is. Like, they're in that room and they're talking about it. There's a clearly a bigger picture. So that's like a, it's like a piece to, no, I don't think, do I think the poison's like the ultimate? No. Because otherwise it would be weird knowing that that's what they're working on. Meanwhile, also with, I'm blanking. Quinlan and, Fett looking for a nuke. Well, now it's Quinlan, Fett, Roman, and Hottie Ronimitra all looking for all. And so, I mean, Satrakian wasn't really.
Yeah, because Satrakian right now is captured by, I guess, just the regular Nazi Confederate guys. Like, that's just what we're calling them, the Strigoi guys. He's captured right now along with Dutch. And I'm pretty sure we'll see a little bit of them.
No, I thought that was a flashback last week, wasn't it? That's a flashback of how Dutch, to like show where Dutch is at currently, of how she got stuck there. And it's Satrakian.
Okay. Like, maybe so. Because I'm trying to remember how it played out now. But I know that in this case, they have to show Quinlan and the Master face off again.
Oh, of they course. Absolutely. There's,
and I mean, I know the nuclear bomb is like the ultimate solution. It's like, just throw the bomb. But it's, we kind of want to see Quinlan have his revenge.
Sure.
And I wonder how they're going to play that out, because we have, what, 7 more episodes? So it's not a lot.
It's still a lot of storytelling. Yeah. There's still time.
Yeah, because 7 hours, we got, well, not really 7 hours. Say we got six.
We
got approximately 6 hours of TV left. There's time, but I think Quinlan needs to get his closure.
Quinlan needs to get his closure, and then we need to track him off versus Ikor's. Because the first thing that you hear Ikor say is, it's like, it was the Jew.
Yeah.
You know, he immediately, so he's not even thinking about Ephraim. It's the Jew. And Satrakian wasn't even involved with that.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if the poison plan could work maybe in another setting. Like, say they did it in Philadelphia now. So they're going to be on a Philadelphia. So now, say if they do it in like Boston or New York City or something, like, and to kind of keep them on their toes, because 2000 is a, it's a big win.
That's a huge win.
2000, and like, you even see the Master. The Master's like, yo, there's been an incident in Philadelphia. And it's like, no, it's not an incident. It's a, I don't know if I say it's a black eye, but you stumbled a little bit.
Yeah.
Because 2000 is a lot.
It's getting knocked down.
Yeah.
Not getting knocked out, but getting knocked down.
Yeah, because 2000 is a lot of Strigoi.
Considering they've never been able to hit that number before.
Yeah, they've never, I think the most.
Well, I mean, they tried last season, like, or like they tried with the whole like, let's, like, the transmitter stuff. It's like, let's put them on pause for a second.
Yeah.
But that didn't even like really kill anybody.
Nah.
That was just more just like, let's just try to disrupt so that we can try to
like
keep them from attacking us.
Yeah. And which did not work, and which was highly underused, unfortunately. There's been a lot of underused plans, but we're not going to go there. Real quick to the chat. So Danger Dan, there's 10 for this season, so there'll be 7 left. Danger Dan said, what about the Central Park nest? Yeah, I know they used the disruptors, and they threw some of the silver bombs, but it ended up being kind of like, it was kind of like a wash. Like, nothing really, they didn't really hit them as, at least in the previews, like they told us it was going to be.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be like a huge victory, and then maybe the Master might have to retreat a little bit, but it ended up not really coming through like we thought.
And we talked about how the silver bombs, like it's been a bit underused.
Yeah, way underused. And I wonder how they're going to play those super weapons out like that. Like, are they going to play out, let's say, the silver, the poison, maybe some kind of special bullet or something, and maybe some more disruption. Like, are they going to start trying to use all of these together again? Or,
I mean, what do you think? They're going to create like a nuked poison, but then it's just like, but then what do you do with the people?
Oh, well, yeah,
to keep them from
point.
Getting, and I guess you can't just have poison on the outside, like, you've got to actually like inhale, like,
yeah,
ingest
like the silver,
it, ingest
like the
it.
Silver, the silver might work. But I would like to see these used kind of in tandem. Like, all right, these people are using bombs, and these people are using the poison, and it's like they're getting
each state city has like kind of their weapon,
their
or their thing that they can obtain, or that can like wipe out a big number. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Oh, and yes, Janice, the Central Park was the setup. Yeah, you're right, because they already knew. Yeah, because they, I want to say, I'm trying to remember back, Janice or anybody in the chat, let us know, but I think they had They had other Strigoi working inside of the mayor's camp or whatever. And that's why the Central Park really didn't do anything. It was just... And then they had that whole thing where it took, like, forever for them to get down there. And I was just like, didn't take this long for Fett to do it the first time. But but as a whole, what do you think about this episode?
It's missing pieces. I mean, it was cool to see. It was cool to see Quinlan and Fett and how Fett's protective of him.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
"Yo, man," he's like, "Stop doing this. He's with us."
Yeah,
you know. And Fett actually shoots Dakali. He shoots the guy. He actually like shoots him and injures him to save Quinlan. And that says something, to shoot your own kind.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, Fett and Quinlan were
not cool.
No, yeah, exactly. Even last season, yeah, they're totally not cool.
Yeah, so now it's good to see a sort of, you know, bonding, I guess you could say, between them. This episode is...
And we saw it earlier, too, and we actually saw the reverse. We saw where Quinlan saves Fett.
Yeah.
So now, not that I ever thought that Quinlan was really in danger, per se.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he was still kind of trapped down there. But it's good to see this play out. And the episode as a whole is okay. It seems like the pace is a little bit sped up and that we're not getting because of course they could have done this stuff like in season 2 and 3. And now they only have 7 episodes left. So now they have to be like, this poison thing could be really cool. Like, we could have a whole espionage thing about them getting the poison in there and blah, blah, blah. Could have been great. The whole silver thing, the searching for the silo. We could have had Quinlan by himself on his own, like, hey, I don't want to work with Fett. Or, like, him and Fett just going off and be like, hey, it's swords and rebar all the way.
And it's weird because they open up the show with, you know, the hunting scene. And you clearly see that Rhona Mitra's character is...
She has skills.
She's got skills.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden she just kind of disappeared. Like, he's just like, you should stay back. I'm sorry. Stephen Lemieux needs to be here to do that line.
Stephen will come in. We'll put his voice in. Post,
yeah, later on. We'll do it in post.
You need to go back.
right. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of her character is kind of underutilized in this episode. It's like you show her showing her skill set. So why not... Why is she kind of like not there to back up these guys?
Yeah, and it was a headshot too, which was it showed that she's really like she's cool. Well, maybe not under pressure because they were just hunting, but still, I mean, it's there. So it was weird to have her kind of hold back, but hopefully we'll see her because since we know she has the sharpshooter, I'd like to see in a position where it's like, hey. Go up in your little, like, you know, your sniper nest or whatever. We're going down here, and you just do your thing from up top. And I'd love to see her, like, taking out, like, 5, 6, 7. And it's just like, wow. Like this girl is unstoppable. And then maybe, you know, have someone to protect the sniper as well because you can't just leave her up there on her own. But it would be cool to see her do something.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was kind of under, like, she was kind of underutilized.
Oh, and
like,
thank you, Danger Dan. Alex, that's her name. So, yeah.
Oh, there Alex, thanks. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I thought that she was, when they opened it up, okay, she's going to be doing some stuff in this episode because we're still kind of, you know, like, learning about how, we haven't really learned completely, like, how she has gotten with the gang, per se, but then she just, it became more of a Fett rescue mission for Quinlan.
Yeah.
On that side of it.
Yeah. And it became something that was really, it was fun to see them working together, but she did kind of just disappear and we didn't really get what we wanted because we didn't get that plutonium core that they're looking for. So once again, it's a sort of wash, not really because they have one piece of it. They have the piece to put the core inside. But it, you know, they kind of got our hopes up because we're thinking, yes, they got the warhead. Cool, let's head back to New York. And lo and behold, we find that someone took the core, the plutonium box or whatever.
I mean, I guess it's got to be the master or...
Yeah, I wonder if it's the master or someone else that... A third party, You know, I wonder if that could be a possibility. Hmm. Because I always try to keep my eyes out for third parties that could be interested in this fight as well.
Even though we have set, maybe, because I'm just wondering how much they can introduce another party in the last 6 episodes. Or sorry, 7 episodes, but like about 6 hours-ish.
All right, cool.
I mean, I agree with you on the third party part. Yeah. But I'm thinking if they were going
to
do
that's a lot to introduce.
Maybe like done it like towards the end of season 3, kind of left on the cliff. Like there's this group, and it's like cool, and then they meet up with them in season 4. But there's still plenty of time, though.
Yeah. Oh, and thank you, Danger Dan. Charlotte is Fett's girl. Alex is the Philly girl. So Alex is the girl in Philly who somehow has access to makeup and great hairstylists and lip gloss. And no diss. She looks nice. I'm like she's pretty, but she's almost too pretty for the post apocalypse.
Yeah, like Janice talks about it in makeup, and then Megan talks about it in nails done too.
I'm like she's a little pretty. It's like, where do you get this stuff? It's like, well, you know, the malls were empty.
And see, it's weird because, and I wasn't sure what I was going to see, and this maybe have to go into predictions later, but as they're doing the vat of poison, it just reminds me like of last season where it's Ephraim and Dutch.
Yeah.
As they're doing the transmitter thing, and I'm just like, okay, are they going to go off and bang now?
Ephraim is like number two. Like, you got Fett at top, he's the top Mac. And then you got Ephraim, he's still a little Mac. And then you got Zach trying to come in the game. He's young, but he's just starting out. So
he doesn't even know what to do.
Yeah. So let's get into predictions.
There we go.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So what do you think is going to come up next episode, or what do you think we have for the next coming episodes? Like, say the next 2 or 3 episodes. What do you think we'll see?
I think, okay, so like, as for, you know, I guess maybe I have an obsession with Rhona Mitra, Charlotte. I think that what we saw is what we're going to see in the next couple episodes for sure is how she got introduced to the gang.
Okay.
How she got introduced to this gang, and then also not involved with this necessarily this episode, but how Dutch gets out.
Yeah, I forgot, because we gotta save Dutch.
How Dutch gets out, and then the other component would be how Ephraim and Alex learn about what the bigger plan that they learned inside the... I think that's what's going to happen in the next couple episodes. It obviously kind of has to.
Yeah, and I'm thinking we do a little more poison, but I think we get caught. But, of course, miraculously, they're able to... I think they end up losing Alex. She just seems like... You know, we're getting
casualty
the story.
War.
We're getting the story of the sun, and we're getting the story of the happy memories. I feel like they're setting her up to get killed.
Meatloaf.
I think, yeah, the meatloaf and everything.
Fall meatloaf.
Yeah, I think we make some more poison. I think we're successful one more time, and then I think we end up getting, you know, attacked.
Somebody gets caught. Yeah.
And I'm thinking that when Ephraim gets gets chained up or whatever, he gets captured. I think that Fett and Quinlan actually find him while they're looking for the plutonium core. I think that's
from North Dakota to Pennsylvania. So there's some.
But I figure, you know, during the, because we're gonna get like,
I like
get
it.
Like an episode or two when they're coming back or whatever
from
looking
North and, Carolina.
They're coming back and they're like, I don't know, beating them up for information or something. I don't know what they're gonna do. So because they're not going to drink him because he's Ephraim, man. So,
yeah, you're right.
They'll want to like bring him back to the master. They'll want to torture him or something. Or Ikors will want to like grandstand, and that'll be his downfall. But we do have to find out what's happening with Satrakian. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be off on that one, because I figure maybe Ikors might want to like beat up Satrakian a little bit and try to get this poison info that Satrakian truly doesn't know about. So that, but Adam Fink says, I predict they'll start rounding up people and putting them in the blood factories. Okay. Yeah, I guess as a way to protect against the poison, I guess that'll help. Then they won't have to drive the trucks anymore. Maybe something like that. But 2,000 Strigoi, that's a lot of blood. That's a lot of blood.
Yep.
We'll see about that. I'll, you know, I, you know, it's, it's interesting to see how they're going to play that blood out, because that's a lot to protect and a lot to defend as well and to try to infiltrate. So I wonder, we'll see. I think we're going to get a dead person and a captured Ephraim. I think that's what we're going to get.
All right, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right, guys. So, of course, you can find us online at AfterBuzz. Don't forget, all of the stuff in the chat does not stay. So make sure you comment below after the, you know, after the chat roll, after the live video. Come back, leave a like, leave a comment. We'll talk to you. It'll be fun. We'll talk about how much we hate Zach, because I can't believe that he didn't tell this girl that he straight killed her parents, yo.
I mean, it's good. Well, dude, imagine when she does find out.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. She's going to be like, take these apples. She's going to be throwing apples at him. So it's going to be horrible. But, guys, thanks for hanging with us, hanging with you. Before we leave, Rick, where can the lovely people find you?
You guys find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RickHong. Stephen Lemieux will be back next week. Yes. But will I die next week and come back from the dead? We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. So, guys, you can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And you can find me daily on BHL Nerd Soul. Just search one word, NERDSOUL. And Sundays, on the sister network of Popcorn Talk Network, doing Jedi Alliance. We'll be gone next week, but then back the week after that, talking about the Infernal Squad Battlefront book. So, guys, until next time, keep hating Zach, and so will we. Take it easy.
Have a good one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Tainted Blood.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.